Welcome on the program, Jim. Now, I suppose the first question to ask is, in your opinion, are the main reasons workers hide mental... What are the main reasons workers hide mental illness symptoms in the workplace?
The stigma for mental health is quite apparent and real for all people, whether in the workplace or not. And that stigma is quite challenging for anyone to identify with their employer in the workplace for fear of, obviously, being treated differently or impact on their role.
And I suppose on the back of that, do you think there is, shame surrounding burnout? I mean, or lack of dialogue? I mean, and how did we change those things?
Yeah, very good question. I think there's certainly some people that would have that fear and a fear that they cannot cope with their role should they identify any weakness in terms of mental health. It's a real community concern and something that we can see an obligation on both workers and employers to have that conversation about what they can do to support workers who may be struggling from time to time.
Okay.
We all have good and bad days.
Of course.
We know we all have good and bad days, so it's not unique to people with a diagnosis.
Of course. And what are some of the goals of the Summit on Mentally Healthy Workplaces?
Yeah, this is the first real opportunity we've had to get a group of experts together to help design a strategy for the regulator, Safe Work New South Wales, to support businesses and the community in making a difference in this space. So the real goal is to look at ways the regulator can work with industry and businesses to improve their workplace and create a mentally healthy workplace environment.
And I suppose Safe Work New South Wales' recent surveys revealed a rather alarming statistics about the nature of workplaces across New South Wales, including the numbers that only 13% of employers have taken effective action to help mentally ill employees. What measures can employers take to help before policies are introduced?
Yeah, certainly, Miles. I think the numbers really reflect the fact that businesses need some assistance in this space. And it really starts with consulting with your workers and talking to your staff about what are the challenges they face in their day-to-day jobs. Some jobs are more easier to identify than others. So trauma, for example, in first responders, police, ambulance, fire is a fairly obvious one where people are exposed to psychological. However, others who are in customer service, for example, may be exposed to aggressive customers from time to time. The workload demands may be something to consider with your workers, and consultation is one of the best ways to identify those hazards and risks.
And I suppose as well, there must be some economic benefits around how employees and employers would benefit from policies to curb mental illness in the workplace. Has there been any research indicating that, or are there any goals of the summit to work around improving perhaps productivity in the workplace?
Yeah, absolutely, Miles. There's loads of benefits both for the individuals and for the business and the economy more broadly. We've conducted a range of research in preparation for this summit, and they're available on our Safe Work New South Wales website. And the indication would be that the cost of absenteeism as a result of mental health in the workplace is as much as $1.5 billion per annum for New South Wales.
And I suppose that is this a summit that will be, are you hoping to continue annually, or is it will be more regular? What about the longevity of it?
Yeah, so the goal of the summit is to develop a five-year strategy that we'll be working closely with over the next 5 years. And that will involve extensive consultation with the summit attendees and others as the summit progresses.
And can you give us just a few details for anyone listening in who might be interested in finding out more information about the summit?
Yeah, for resources, please look on the Safe Work New South Wales website on our mental health page, and you'll find access to the discussion paper that will be addressed at the summit, as well as the return on investment for businesses, both at a business level and also an economic level. And it also shows the results from our survey of 2,000 businesses and the five segments that we've identified. The summit is by invitation only, and at present we have a full capacity. However, please stay in touch with our website for further information and the outcomes of the summit.
No trouble. Well, thank you very much for joining the Monday Daily, Jim.
Thank you, Miles, for having me.
Yes, that was Jim Kelly, the Director of Health and Return to Work at Safe Work New South Wales, discussing the Mentally Healthy Workplaces Summit to be held in November to develop long-term strategies to improve the mental health of workers across New South Wales. Now, if this story has raised any concerns about your own or someone you know's mental health, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. That's 13 11 14.